Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning and welcome, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Appreciate you guys being with us this morning. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning everyone out there. Welcome to Thrash Economy Thursday.
Thrash 'em!
And like we always say at the end, have a thankful Thrash Economy Thursday. And that's you know, with all of the control over free speech and the centralization of everything that the mainstream media says, I mean, my gosh, thousands of outlets all put out the same message because, well, they're told to.
The same lies, the same script.
Yep. And so just the very fact that we don't have that kind of nonsense hanging over our head, that anti-American, anti-free speech garbage.
That's right.
And it's a blessing. It's a blessing to be able to speak the truth boldly, speak the truth in support of the Lord and in support of everything that he has established for this great United States of America.
Exactly.
And that nobody will come in and say, oh, we're not going to allow you to say this or that or anything else. And so especially when we're speaking about thrashing evil communists and and godless people that only seek to steal, kill, and destroy, right?
That's right. Because
that's something to be very thankful for.
They're taking orders from their father.
That's right.
The father of lies.
Absolutely.
No kidding.
Yep.
And, you know, there is, what a concerted effort there is against the truth, right? Punishing people. You know, there's this, just recently, an FBI agent had a security clearance revoked for sharing a Revolver news article on January 6th, and he was questioned about his allegiance to the United States. Right? So he lost his security clearance.
Isn't that the pot calling the kettle black?
Right. By sharing a news a piece of journalist that's not approved, it's not part of the deep state narrative, and goes against it and calls it into question with facts and evidence, and you lose your security clearance.
That's right.
So, you know, thankfully, there are patriots in the ranks there, but fewer and fewer who would want to stay there.
You know, I just have to point out that Sun Tzu describes an enemy that is easy to take out is an enemy that is very arrogant and prideful, and they make egregious errors all over the place because they're so consumed with all of the wrong type of thinking.
Yes.
They can't think straight. They can't hardly see past the end of their nose. And so it's just interesting to see that, well, Satan, the one that was kicked out of heaven for his pride, is too short-sighted to be able to understand his shortcomings against the Creator.
Right.
Right? I mean, he knows for a fact he's read the Bible himself.
He knows it well
that if he can quote it back to Jesus to try to tempt him, that he knows the end. He knows the end.
Oh, yeah, and that's why he's trying to take out as many of God's creation as he can before he goes.
Well, and that's the interesting part, is that why would you ever continue down a losing path?
He's past the point of no return. So now it's just, it's pride.
Well, that's exactly it.
It is pride. It is, if I'm going down, I'm going to take as many of the creatures that you love with me.
Right. Well, and it's that, but you know, considering the fact that the Lord says that he will, when he's talking about letting somebody go, you know, when he's describing paradidomy, when he says, not only will I stop calling you back to me to repent, I will push you in the direction that you want to run.
Yeah.
I will assist you in running away from me. And so he increases their blindness. Where they're already blind, he increases it.
Yes.
You know, that's called paradidomy, where he says, you know what? you're at the point of no return. You're never coming back. I'm going to give you what you want.
Right. Yeah. And to a certain point, it's just going to be where all the cards are sitting is the way it's going to end. I mean, it's like you said, you know, whoever's righteous, let him be righteous still.
That's right.
Whoever's wicked. Let him be wicked still. I mean, there's a certain point where it's like the music stops and wherever you are is where you're at.
That's right.
You know, there's no going back. There's no, okay, I was just kidding.
There's no time left to fix anything.
Yeah. It's just...
The door's ready to close.
And it's coming. It's coming soon.
Well, and what prompted me to say that was you pointing out these losing FBI, these losing CIA, these losing NSA, Department of Homeland Security, IRS, all of them. They can't seem to figure out they are on the wrong side, the losing side.
Right.
The side that will never, ever be successful. And it's all because they are standing in direct opposition to the Creator, to God, who has established everything and made everything available to them at their fingertips and provided the system that has given them the most potential for liberty that exists on the whole planet.
Well, and this is really, this brings clarity on the scripture, you can't serve mammon and God.
Right.
And you're either with him or against him, right?
That's right.
So all of these people that are helping this machine, they're serving mammon. I mean, a lot of them, they're not fighters. They're not warriors out there with a cause.
Right.
They're like, I make $80,000 a year. I got full benefits.
I went to college for 4 years to be here.
12 years in, you know, or I've got, you know, 4 years to retire. These are my marching orders. And, you know, it's, I hate to do it. And I wish we had different leadership, but I got a job. I've got my pension. And so that's what they're serving.
Right.
You know, and it doesn't matter. The end result for them is going to be the same.
Well, and it's a sad, sad result because, you know, when you're born in the United States, you are given an enormous advantage over every other person in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, you're starting off with the most potential of anybody.
Right.
Just the fact that you're born inside a certain set of boundaries, you know what I mean?
That's right.
And so to be thankful for your life, just the fact that you were born in the United States of America is cause for you to be thankful to God for your life.
Right.
That he didn't give you a life where you were born in like Pakistan, you know what I mean? Or in
Somalia
Cairo. You know, in Egypt, in any of the basically what they call them, the armpits, you know,
right.
You've got some of the worst cities and poorest existences, you know, in India, Haiti.
Without hope, without a chance. It's not like, you know, somebody in Somalia can say, I'm going to start up a business. I'm going to work really hard and I'm going to become an entrepreneur, you know, unless you're selling weapons or drugs.
Right. Well, and so that's, you know, the whole basis to be, there's always something to be thankful for. And for example, that alone, if you woke up tomorrow morning and were thankful for nothing else other than the fact that you were not born in Haiti,
right.
You know, you were born in the best nation with the most potential for freedom and prosperity than more here than anywhere else
and
in the world.
And to think that right now, people that are living that good life are burning the American flag, calling for the destruction of America.
Yes, saying that America is so horrible and Trump is so horrible and blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah. All right, well, I'll tell you what. Let's just shift right here. Well, I guess kind of just transition into the word of the day. Biblical principles, thankfulness, right?
No kidding.
Truth.
That's for sure. And wait till you hear the word of the day. So cool.
Good.
So the word of the day comes to us from Obadiah.
What? Obadiah
chapter 1.
Obadiah.
Verses 1 through 9. But let me give you a little lead in to why this is so interesting, right? It says here in the description leading up to it, it says, under the Holy Spirit at work. And it says, nowhere in Obadiah is there specific reference to the Holy Spirit or the Spirit of God. His working, however, must be assumed. He serves as Obadiah's source of inspiration, as the one who imparts the vision that constitutes Obadiah's message. In addition, although not specifically identified as such, he functions as the one who instigates the judgment of Edom, calling forth the nation to rise up against the enemy of God's people. Though God uses human agents to carry out his justice, behind it all is the working of his Spirit, pushing, prompting, and punishing according to the plan of God. And so listen to these nine verses, and there's a few notes to go along with it after that that you're going to appreciate.
Good.
Okay, so that reads under the title, The Coming Judgment of Edom, The Vision of Obadiah. Thus says the Lord God concerning Edom, we have heard a report from the Lord, and a messenger has been sent among the nations, saying, arise, and let us rise up against her for battle. Behold, I will make you small among the nations. You shall be greatly despised. The pride of your heart has deceived you. You who dwell in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, you who say in your heart, who will bring me down to the ground? Though you ascend as high as the eagle, and though you set your nest among the stars, from there I will bring you down, says the Lord. If thieves had come to you, if robbers by night, oh, how you will be cut off. Would they not have stolen till they had enough? If grape gatherers had come to you, would they not have left some gleanings? Oh, how Esau shall be searched out, how his hidden treasures shall be sought after. All the men in your confederacy shall force you to the border. The men at peace with you shall deceive you and prevail against you. Those who eat your bread shall lay a trap for you. No one is aware of it. Will I not in that day, says the Lord, even destroy the wise men from Edom and understanding from the mountains of Esau? Then your mighty men, O Teman, shall be dismayed, to the end that everyone from the mountains of Esau may be cut off by slaughter.
Whew. Wow, sounds like God's made a decision there.
You know, and I can't help but to reflect on how similar that is to Isaiah chapter 14, verses 3 through 23, because in those verses is the Lord telling the devil the same thing. You who think you are on high, I will bring you down.
Yes,
and
yes.
And this is also that Isaiah chapter 14 is also directly reflective of Karl Marx. Karl Marx was the same exact way.
Right.
He wanted, you know, his goal in life was to dethrone God and destroy capitalism, right?
Yes.
Which is the basis of God's Mosaic law and the whole basis for our constitution, and capitalism allows the most freedom, like we were describing.
Right.
And so Karl Marx almost mimics Satan in his pride, in his horrible manner against the Lord. And this,
yes,
and this first couple nine verses in Obadiah is describing that same pride and how the Lord will bring that pride
he's going
low.
To deal with it. Yep.
Yeah. And what's also interesting here is that Edom can signify both the geographical area lying to the south of the Dead Sea, and the people who occupied that territory were descendants of Esau, the twin brother of Jacob.
Right.
And Edom is also known as Esau. And so it says here, the messenger carries a summons to arms among the nations. A coalition of Edom's enemies rising to attack her confirms God's word of impending judgment, and the Lord works his judgment through unsuspecting human instruments.
Yes.
And so when he says, I will make you small, the manner in which this is stated in Hebrew indicates that God's judgment is as good as done. And comparing that to the modern expression to cut someone down to size, right? That's,
yes,
that's what they're kind of comparing that to. And then it goes on to describe that pride is the sin that God judges, and it will result in Edom's fatal miscalculation. She boasts in her high and haughty position, taunting her enemies who will bring me down? Right? Right. And she recognizes herself as secure in the clefts of the rock, but her trust in earthly fortifications will prove deadly. And so I think it's interesting that that area is also where Sodom and Gomorrah was.
Yes, it was. And, right along the Dead Sea.
And so interesting, which would indicate a principality, the evil principality of that area,
in that geographical area.
Yeah, that's right. And so just very interesting. And here we are talking about God's same judgment that happened to Satan, that happened to Edom, that is happening with everybody that mimics and repeats after those verses of pride.
Yes.
And this is just as we're getting ready to head into what the homosexual community is claiming for Gay Pride Month.
Oh yeah, it's
month.
Pride Month.
Yeah, and so we are going to exactly counter that with, like you had mentioned yesterday, you liked the term straight up humility month. And
yes.
So
total opposite of what they're pushing.
When the Lord hates pride, we're going to excel in humility next month, and can't wait to do it. And the fact that it's straight.
That's right. You know, and what a time to get hit. Right, during Pride Month.
Right.
You know, they're just asking for it. And, you know, we all get punched in the gut, you know.
Right.
And so, hey, maybe we could stave it off with countering it with straight up humility month.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Wow.
Yep.
All right, well, thanks for that. That's Obadiah.
Obadiah chapter 1, verses 1 through 9.
Good one. Interesting. And very rarely do we get into Obadiah. So
that's
a treat.
Yep.
So,
yep, praise God.
All right. Well, this segment is brought to you by Katie Armor, Serious Body Armor for Serious Times, Christian Patriot-owned business. Check them out at catiarmor.com. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt, the Morning Commute. We'll be back right after these messages.
The Democrats are a party of pedophiles.
I would definitely say so. They support grooming children.
They are not pedophiles. Why would you say that?
Democrats support, even Joe Biden, the president himself, supports children being sexualized and having transgender surgeries. Sexualizing children is what pedophiles do to children.
The American dream is one of self-governance, and the belief that all men are created with certain unalienable rights. Here at American Reconstruction Concepts, we are dedicated to these ideals and committed to passing the torch of liberty to future generations. Join us here at ARC to learn critical life-saving skills and expand your situational awareness. You will learn how to best care for those around you in these troubled times. Sign up for classes at AmericanReconstructionConcepts.com.
Welcome back to segment two of The Voice of the American Redoubt. This is a Radio Free Redoubt production, The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And we thank you guys for your support and for your prayers. If you'd like to help keep us on the air, we are listener supported. You can go to radiofreeredoubt.com and click on the Donate to RFR tab, and you can make a sizable one-time donation, or you can set up recurring payments and do a smaller $5, $10 a month, $20. It all adds up, and it really does help. I mean, it makes the difference. It's do or die. We stay or we go, and it depends on you guys. So,
yep.
But on that note, we've recently set up the store, or we've added more to the American Redoubt Gear Store. And Lady Liberty's been working hard designing and putting together hats and t-shirts and things like that.
Yeah.
Not just for our Amron radio operators, but also for our listeners, for the patriots out there with a bunch of different messaging.
That's right. We've got quite a selection of of t-shirts and hats that have either a political message or a biblical message on them. Mm-hmm. And for instance, we have like the No Commies t-shirt.
Yes, I love that
The No Commies t-shirt, and the back of that is Article 4, Section 4,
yes,
stated that we are guaranteed a Republican form of government. And then we've got others that say things like no border, no nation, or another one,
right,
that says no vote, no nation, or Trump won, fix 2020 first. Yeah. You know,
there's a novel idea.
Yep.
Things that just should be said.
That's right. And of course, we've also got the Rapture Ready t-shirt,
yes,
or the Remnant t-shirt, and same thing for all the hats. But
that's right. We are on the Telegram channel. Our listeners often refer to us collectively as the Remnant or the End Times
the
Crew.
Yep, I've got an End Times Crew t-shirt,
yeah,
also.
Right,
yeah,
on. Yeah, cool. All right. And to check those out yourself, you can do an internet search and just type in American Redoubt Gear Store. Or you can go to Radio Free Redoubt, and on the sidebar there on the side, you'll find a banner and a link to the American Redoubt Gear Store.
That's right.
Okay. Now, several things going on here with the fight in... Well, for the elections, once we said, if you don't fix 2020, then there won't be a 2024, just like there wasn't a 2022.
That's right.
Barely. But Carrie Lake has something to say about that, switching strategies.
Well, and she does, and we're really, really glad to hear her statement, too, because just like we were saying yesterday, she's tenacious, and we hope that she never gives up, just like Marjorie Taylor Greene. I just want to thank God for both of them right now, because they're tough. They're not willing to give up. They're sick of seeing what is happening to our great nation. And so listen to what Carrie Lake has to say.
We have been working nonstop to put together a team, and we are officially launching the largest, most extensive ballot chasing operation in our state's history, and frankly, possibly in American history. The courts just ruled that this corrupt election will stand. The courts just ruled that our elections can run lawlessly. The courts have ruled that anything goes. Well, we can play by those same rules, okay? If anything goes, then anything goes. And we are going to start chasing ballots like you've never seen. And I've got an army of moms and dads and citizens behind me who are ready to chase ballots. Because if it's just a ballot that matters, then we can chase ballots too. And we're going to do that. We've got to work in this rigged, corrupt system, and we can do it. We will not allow them to steal another election from we the people. We want our government back. And right now, we have people sitting in these offices at our government who are not duly elected. So we have taken, and we've got millions of dollars committed. We have thousands of volunteers who are dedicated to this. We are better at doing everything, better than the left at doing everything. Mm-hmm. We know we have better candidates. They put forth people who can't even string two or three words together. They put forth people who aren't even healthy enough to hold office, who aren't mentally healthy enough to hold office, because they can't find good people who actually will push the garbage they're pushing on America. And they will, as we've seen, do anything possible to stop we the people from taking back our government. But we the people are going to stand up. We've been playing checkers, they've been playing chess, and we're going to start, we're going to show up to a knife fight with a gun, not a knife, okay? We are going to take our massive movement, and we're going to make sure that we employ every single person in it, volunteers, mothers, fathers, individuals, students, even the kids are involved, because it's their future that we're fighting for. And we are going to get out there and register voters. We're going to register every man, woman, child, dog, saguaro, Gila monster. Hey, if the left plays that way, maybe we should start playing that way.
Yes.
I'm being facetious. I'm sure that'll be your headline. But there are no rules where the left comes in. There's no rules at all. We are going to push the envelope. The courts have ruled that anything goes. If anything goes, then anything goes. And we're going to make sure that we push the envelope, the legal envelope as far as we can push it. And at the same time, we are going to continue to fight our court case. We're not stopping here. We're not stopping with one judge in Mesa who's ruled against us time and time again. We're going to keep going. And we know that the people of this great state want me to stay in this fight. The people of this great country want us to stay in this fight. And we have proof of that. We know it. And the people who are sitting in these state offices, who took control of our government, they know they're frauds. They absolutely know they're frauds. And we all do.
Yep. Really good point. They're frauds. They know that they're frauds.
That's right.
In those positions. That's why people like Katie Hobbs runs and hides in her office, won't speak to the media, won't do any interviews, basically just hides.
Yep.
And she did that all through the campaign. And there's so many different positions in Arizona where that benefited from that stolen election.
That's right.
And so, yeah, you know, you and I talked about this before. Really, the elections now are not about the votes. They're about the ballots. So it doesn't matter. Get out the vote. Everybody vote. Everybody. It's about how many ballots they can collect, which does not reflect the, you know, same number of people that that vote.
Well, and also, I mean, I'm going to say the same thing I have always said ever since they've introduced Dominion electronic voting in, well, largely, we saw that happen in 2006, but it actually started in the year 2000. And anytime anybody can just push a button and wipe out millions of votes in less than a second, and not only wipe them out, but switch them over to the other guy that didn't have a chance, right?
Right.
I'm sorry, but that's not what you call an election.
No.
And just like the fact that they won't debate because they know they don't have to. It's the same thing. Why would we even waste our time to vote when somebody can push a button and wipe out our vote and millions of other votes? It's illegal as it gets. That is not an election.
That's right. Unless we get rid of those, there's another t-shirt. Vote in person, voter ID, paper ballots, hand count.
That's right.
Boom. Done.
That's it.
This problem solved. All right, guys. Well, you be safe out there. Stay encouraged. Keep your chin up. And join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here.
That's right. You all have a thankful Thrashakami Thursday. And blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.